Is that better now? Yes. It is 2020. In fact, this is 2020-0202 or 2020-0202, which is the same both backwards and forwards. It is evidently one of the only times that will happen for the next I don't know how many hundred years. So it is 2020. It is said that hindsight is 2020, but we know this is not true. For the past is a story we tell ourselves, described in the colors of the emotions of then and now. But it is 2020, so perhaps this could be the year of vision, the year of seeing. We heard today one of the great and famous passages of the New Testament. Jesus has climbed with his disciples to a high place. We call it a mountain, but it was not like our mountains. It was a place where there was space for people to sit, to spread out in a way that he could be seen and heard. All the chapters that follow this are called the Sermon on the Mount. And at the very beginning are these statements that begin, blessed. We call them Beatitudes because in Latin the word beati means blessed, or happy, or rich. Imagine that the first statement is, rich are the poor in spirit. Here's one of those places where we have evidence that two disciples, or at least two gospel writers, had two different memories and understandings of what Jesus said and what he meant. Two different witness statements. Luke tells the story rather differently. But we're going to look at Matthew today. Matthew seems to embrace what is sometimes called the wisdom tradition. And I have said before that there is never only one purpose or one understanding of Bible stories. That is even more true of Jesus' statements. His statements have been compared to an onion with an outer skin and many layers that will flavor a dish. But if you try to find a single core secret message at the center, you will not only be disappointed, but you will miss all the flavorings in between. If you are wise, you will find that you can see different parts of this that are important to you at different times of life, different ages, different contexts. Now, if you were to look for children's activities based on the Beatitudes, and believe me, I did, sorry, you'd find that almost all the material is moralistic. One of the truly terrible examples that I saw was all about teaching children to obey. It doesn't say whom they should obey, it just says obey. Nowhere in this passage does it say obey. I have said there are many meanings to this passage, but frankly, obey is not one of them, not even for children. The wisdom way of knowing, instead, is about seeing differently. Also, it's not always about you. It is often about God. So if we look at the Beatitudes, they're not telling us to do something. They're not moral tales or even instructions, though I found a lot of even material for adults that was like that. If you just do this, you'll be blessed. No, that's not what it says. This is about God and how God shares with us what God sees. If you remember last week when we were talking about George MacDonald, he spoke about the longing that we have to see God face to face. The time we can see God face to face and speak as friend speaks to friend. When God sees us and we glimpse God, we speak and God speaks. God sees what we see, and in those moments of deepest longing, sometimes we can see how God sees. Cynthia Bourgeau is a modern mystic, a Christian theologian whose whole body of work and writings are about a wisdom way of knowing. In fact, that's one of her books. And her comments on the Beatitudes are beautiful and mystical. Blessed are the poor in spirit, she writes, that in the wisdom way of knowing, it is that when we are emptied, we can be filled. It's only when we're hungry we're open to food. It's only when we are empty in some other way that we are open to the possibilities of the Spirit. Each of the Beatitudes is about a time when we are empty. When we look into the abyss, and the abyss looks back, when we mourn, it is a brutal emptiness, a profound longing. And in that, we reach out, and the Spirit reaches back. Blessed are the meek is our translation, but it's a similar word in Greek to gentle or gentled. Blessed are those who are afraid that they can't go it alone. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Righteousness does not mean virtuous here, or morally good, and certainly not self-righteous. Righteous in the Jewish tradition is to be within the living presence of God, within the bond of God, bonded as to one another. And Sylvia Bourgeau says that it is in this beatitude Jesus is not talking about doing good deeds, so you will be rewarded later. He's talking about being in connection with that fundamental yearning. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. This is not about purity culture. It is not about celibacy, and it's not about moralism. In the wisdom tradition, purity means singleness of purpose. When we desire one thing only, and we all know that as an ongoing attribute, this is frankly impossible for a human being, even a saintly one. But there are times when our whole being is taken up with that longing, grief, in fear, in certain situations of love. And in that pure moment of a heart's longing, we may see through the eyes of God. You each, I think, have a sheet on which the Beatitudes are printed. On one side it says, Blessed, for example, are the poor in spirit. And on the other side, it says something else. So, today you're going to have some time for meditation. And while you do that, there's going to be a video. And you can do various things in this time. I am not going to come around and check on you, by the way. But I will ask that you don't start chatting. Okay? So, I'd like you to have a look at the things on the left-hand side of the page, the blesseds, the things on the right-hand side of the page that says what will happen, and mix them up. This isn't a test to see if you can remember which one goes with which. This is to see what happens when you change things around. What difference does it make to your understanding? Here's something else. Remember, blessed can mean happy or rich. What happens when you substitute those words? There's another alternative for you. Over here, those same things have been cut up along with big words that say rich and happy and blessed. And you can come over here if you want and make new phrases out of those and see how they go together, and then leave them on this nice bright colored paper for others to see as well. If you are moving around, There's also artwork. Okay? Some truly wonderful artwork, and as I'm standing here, I can't remember the name of the person who painted them, but I will get that for you later. And you can just wander around and have a look at those. And then after that, we will pray together. So you have just over 5 minutes as we're going to play this video. Some of you will know the song.